Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day.
Hump day.
Hump day. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it, as always. Tons to get into over the next 3 hours, over the next hour. We'll get into what's trending. Obviously, a lot of news. Hawks with a nice win last night. We'll get to in just a minute. Here's what we'll say, because I know this is something that everyone's talking about, and it's trending, and everyone's going wild for it. Neither Randy nor I have read the Carson Beck story yet. We're going to. We're going to read it. We're going to read it in the next couple commercial breaks, and we're going to have hot takes and opinions for you at 11:40, okay? But I'll be honest, somehow, I don't know, it must have just happened. Phones start blowing up. People are like, this is true. This is not true. You got to do... I don't want to launch into it without having some, you know, some good solid footing underneath us. So we'll get our bearings about us as far as that goes and really get into it at 11:40, okay?
Yeah, man.
Just to let everybody know we're not ignoring it. We just, you know, we want to make sure we're fully versed in the topic before we get into it.
What's happening, man? Yeah.
How's your morning?
I was just reading through it and, I mean, whatever. But, my morning is great, man. Happy birthday to my beautiful, beautiful baby boy, Sebastian. Was not in the good birthday mood this morning when I went to wake him up. Like, damn, it's early. But yet, he was he saw the balloons, snapped back out of it, man. Snapped back up. So happy birthday to my baby boy Sebastian and everything. But yeah, it's a Why Now article.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it is. And again, we'll get to it later on the show and everything, because
that's my whole take on all this.
Yes, why now?
Why now? Huh?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. But it goes back to something we talked about when. No, I guess you can correlate to a little bit of what the Steelers went through yesterday, how stuff start coming out. Why now?
Yep.
Because things ain't going well.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, we'll talk about that. But,
exactly,
yeah,
right.
Better things to talk about right now because, you know, I was in the car and I was listening to Dukes and Bell and Mike and Rob Triple were in, and I like what Mike said, just shoot it, Trey. Who's all out? Everybody's out?
Yeah.
All right, Trey, just shoot it all day, Trey.
Yep.
And Trey Whitten shot it all day. And came back with a 40-piece, a 40-piece and a win over the Phoenix Suns, who had all their dudes.
They did.
And all their dudes.
Yeah, I mean, well pretty much. Nurkic doesn't play for them anymore.
Something happened between him and Bradley Beal and whatever.
He's not that good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's good, but he's not that good, so you can't really. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Honestly, that team in general, like, I don't get it. Yeah. I don't understand it. Like, there's enough of a... body of work now to say that it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But on paper, that team should be excellent.
Yes, they should.
You know? Like,
yes, they
got everything that you would want in the modern NBA. I mean, and they went out and actually got a couple point guards to put on the roster, too, so they could facilitate the basketball a little bit. They got some guys, like role players that can play defense. Obviously, they have stars that can score. But they're just not good.
Yeah.
They're not bad, but they're not good.
Yeah.
They're just a very mediocre. I mean, 19-20 now after the loss last night. I understand they were kind of without some guys earlier, which may have contributed to it. But they had all. I mean, this happened last year too. Like, this is not the first year they played together. So, they're gonna have to do something.
Yeah, man.
Because they got a lot of money spent on a lot of top level talent to be 19-20.
The young boy, but KD's still KD.
He is. However long, who knows? But you got to try to maximize it.
You got to do that, man. Yeah. But yeah, but I was.
Because KD's old.
And I was just like, think about it. Like, KD's been in the league 16 years?
Yeah. They're all really, really old.
Yeah, man. But they're going to fix that. But yeah, the Hawks, I mean, it's all about the Hawks. I mean, you look at what Trey did, he was unbelievable. If he would have had 50 if a couple more of those floaters would have went down. Because like three or four of them floaters that rimmed out on him. But, I mean, he would have went for 50. But, yeah, he was outstanding, aggressive all night offensively. And, you know, it was good to see them get a win against a quality players,
I guess,
on another team.
Similar,
without Jalen Johnson.
Actually, very similar opponent. They were both 19 and 19.
Yeah, but I mean, they got, like, all-star caliber players who are the team they're not playing like
on,
they should be.
On paper.
That's what I said. I specified on paper.
And they beat him last week. So Hawks beat him at home. Phoenix beat him at home.
10 straight wins versus Phoenix at home.
Yeah, it is, man.
But he was great last night. Obviously, not having Jalen Johnson, we don't understand what's going on with that situation.
No one does. There's not information.
I thought Double O was really good. He was really aggressive on the boards, knocking, chasing after loose balls and everything. I thought he was really good.
And Onyeka Okongwu had 22 and 21 last night.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was so aggressive. That's what I'm saying. He was so aggressive, Andy. And a lot of those offensive rebounds was just hustling.
It was.
He just out hustled him for the basketball. So that was obviously a good sign. But yeah, I mean, we just still don't know what this team is going to be. Trey's going to have these nights because Trey's that dude. But yet, you still don't have what you need to do what you need to do. And so hopefully, in the next couple of days, we'll figure out what's going on with Jalen Johnson because it don't seem like he's coming back no time soon. Now, I can be wrong. He's back next game.
But no one knows.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, because there just isn't any real updates on it. And it's a shoulder, and it's gone from like a shoulder like tightness to soreness to inflammation to whatever. Ultimately, he's not playing. So that's tough because he's 1B. I mean, him and Trey are the two-headed monster right now. And when he plays, everything goes better because he's such an important player on the team defensively specifically. You also didn't have DeAndre Hunter last night either.
And Trey was sick last night.
Yeah, and Trey was questionable leading up to the game with an illness. So to go out there and play like that is awesome. Again, hopefully you get him back and you can really kind of see what this team looks like if they have all their guys for a prolonged period of time. The trade deadline is also coming up. And so you got some questions there as well, because you are going to need a backup point guard when Trey goes off the court. You need somebody who can actually fill that role. I would also be interested to see if they pull any other type of moves, because you've got some assets right now that people would be interested in. And you've also had some guys emerge as role players that you didn't know what they were really going to be.
Right.
Like Garrison Matthews is every bit as valuable as Bogey. Off the bench right now. He's been better than Bogey this year.
And he's been available more than Bogey this year.
He has. Yeah. And that's why. Because Bogey's just been dealing with stuff all season.
He came into the season hurt.
Yeah, but his name's one people know.
Yeah.
So you might be able to get something for him on the open market. You might be able to get a piece for Bogey. Because again, you have a like for like already on the team. I wouldn't have a problem with that at all. Clint Capella is the guy that we've been talking about for years as a potential trade candidate.
He ain't going nowhere. He ain't going nowhere.
I just don't understand.
He's not going nowhere.
Clint's a nice player for sure. Like, don't take this as me saying, like, he's bad and you got to get rid of him, whatever. Like, he obviously fills the role as far as what they need him to do, and he plays decent defense, and he can rebound and all that kind of stuff. But, like, Okongwu's doing that. Like, just start him. You know what I mean?
But another something that we've been saying for 3 years. Clint's probably been traded 3 years ago. You know what I mean?
As soon as he was available to be traded after that contract thing.
Because Okongwu was supposed to be this guy that takes the mantle. Am I right or wrong? Well, and you can say this to me all the time. Well, why hasn't he done it?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he did. He's 22 and 21 last night.
How many more times are we going to get that from him, though?
But he's so much better than Clint Capella. And he's been all year. And last year.
Then why isn't he up there?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we've been asking these same questions about Okongwu, about Clint Capella. But that's what I'm saying. You should be able to move it. Now, that's the reason why.
Yeah.
I say that because the money aspect of it. And, I mean, how much
– And again, Capella,
how much bigger of an upgrade is O over of Capella? How much?
Better. I mean, I don't know.
How much of an upgrade, though?
I don't know. Like, neither one of them are all-stars.
I understand that.
Here's the thing. Like, they're pretty similar guys, right? Like, Okongwu, obviously younger, more athletic, more active and all that kind of stuff. Can shoot a little bit.
I still remember that show.
Remember we promised that next time you see me, I'm going to have a jump shot? Well, he takes threes now. He didn't take any last night. Doesn't really take that many, but he can kind of. God, it takes forever to get off.
I mean, he got loaded up.
Nobody with a slower release in the NBA.
He acts like he's shooting the money ball in a three-point contest.
Right, and he's got 9 seconds left.
Exactly.
He's like, got to really make this one count. It just takes a long time to get up. Like, I think, you know, if you had a guy who could stretch the floor a little bit at that position and shoot, then maybe you'd put a Kongwu in the starting lineup and have that guy come off the bench or vice versa. I don't know. Capella fits, and he's in the pick and roll with Trey, and it works out fine.
And also we know this about Trey likes Clint in the pick and roll.
Yeah,
because remember that was the whole
Trey
thing.
Trey does like Clint.
Who was that? What was that? Was it John Collins? We were all asking why. And he's like, no, because he likes Clint Capella in the pick and roll. So there's another reason why your star player likes him doing that. So, I mean, there's so many reasons why. That's why I just said, finally, I can put to bed, me personally, that Clint Capella ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Clint Capella ain't going nowhere.
I hope they find a nice home for him. Because I think, it's time. It's time for the move. Get 3 points last night and 8 rebounds. You know what I mean? He went 1 for 2.
I know. But he
you
only
can
got,
find a guy to go one
he
for two.
He only got two opportunities to shoot the ball.
Yeah. He only shot it twice.
Yeah, you know exactly. Because, I mean?
Again, when does he shoot it? He shoots it when he catches it on a lob or if he gets an offensive rebound and he puts it back. He had 0 offensive rebounds last night, so that's why he only had two shots.
Points, because usually he'll have 7 offensive rebounds and – like 4 points off of those because
you can
keep missing.
Directly correlate the amount of points he scores to the amount of offensive rebounds he has.
Yes.
Because he shoots about 50%, and if he misses it, he grabs the offensive rebound and he puts it back in. And then he has more points than 3. He didn't miss enough shots last night to have any offensive rebounds. He didn't take enough shots last night to have any offensive rebounds. But yeah, look, the Hawks are to me, they're better than what I thought that they were going to be. Certainly when they have all of their guys, when they have Jalen Johnson out there, which we don't know when he's going to be back. DeAndre Hunter has been really awesome off the bench. Again, he wasn't available last night either. To me, and I know, everyone wants to keep guys that are playing well and all that kind of stuff. To me, he's the guy that is the most intriguing, if I'm talking about trades, is he's never had more value than he has right now.
He's playing well.
He's playing great. Like, playing he's well. Averaging 20 points off the bench, yes. and it's fantastic. But, I think if you can get something in return that makes more long-term sense.
Okay, because you keep saying something in return, and I was going to ask you about that. Like, you talking about picks? Are we talking about
Are we talking about
backup point guard?
You could maybe get 2 guys. I know. It just kind of depends on how valuable people see him as.
Yeah.
My thing with him is just, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, maybe he's healthy and will be forever. This is a sell high situation.
I understand. And we differ on that. I'm like, keep him going.
But here's my question.
How do you get better if you trade him?
Well, you add more pieces.
But that's what I'm
more
saying.
Pieces that you need.
But you're saying a backup point guard.
Yeah, and maybe a center that can stretch the floor a little bit, can shoot a little bit.
How many of those in the league right now?
A lot.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I keep asking that. Like, we were talking about a lot. Who?
Like, all of them. Pretty much all of them.
Are you going to get a starting five for DeAndre Hunter?
You might be able to. I don't know. I don't know what the market is like for him. I'm just saying, like, he's more valuable right now than he's ever been.
I wholeheartedly agree with you on that.
And you're 500. Yeah. So, like, cool. You have the best 6 man in the league and you're 500. Yeah. Like, sell him. Build for the future. You're not...
You're all on injury on this one.
That and value.
No, like, I'm just saying, you don't trust the fact that he'll stay healthy.
No. Okay. Why would you? He's missed 45% of the games in his career.
Oh, I agree with that, but I'm like, I keep him.
Okay. We'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick the show off. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Trey bouncing it outside with 9. Now he's against Beal. Trey, 3-pointer. Bang!
Bang!
That is Trey Young, folks. He has a knack for that kind of thing. It's 117-109, the Hawks lead.
I know what we got in this locker room, and I know what we're capable of, even when guys are out.
that we can go out there and make some noise and make plays. And that's what we did tonight. But we always got to give a little bit more, including myself. I can't just ask everybody else to give a little bit more when guys are out and not expect myself to do more or not want that for myself. So that's something that, I mean, I take on myself too.
Right.
But we all play a big factor in giving a little bit more whenever those guys are out.
You got to lead by example,
it's
Trey.
Amazing.
Damn right.
Amazing how a young player, with the more years in his career, gets more and more mature. Sounds more mature. More leader.
That sounded like Trey from every year.
No, it sounds different.
Does it?
Yeah, it sounds different.
He's been saying the same thing his whole career.
He sounds different.
His voice deeper?
He sounds different to me.
How so?
I just said it. It sounds a little bit more mature and things like that. So it's not always his answers aren't for sure all
okay,
the time.
Okay.
And everything like that. It's more concise.
But that was always my thing with the Trey better, narrative sounds, though. Was like Trey's always said the right stuff.
It's not even about the right stuff. Again, it's about the demeanor. It just sounds different to me. It just sounds like he's been around, been in the league, putting his time, and grown as a player, as a man, as a leader. To me, that's what it sounds like.
Okay, and I'm sure he has. Like, I'm sure he's obviously, he's been around it, so he's just going to have those experiences that he didn't have before. This is just sort of going back to, like, the end of the Nate stuff and then kind of the DeJounte stuff too. Like, people would make so much about what other folks said.
Right.
It was like, well, again, just go listen to any Trey Young press conference or interview. He never said anything bad.
No.
Like, all he's ever said is, I want to be a leader. I want to lead by example.
Yeah.
All I care about is winning. Mm-hmm. The championships, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the team's a little bit better now.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to be any...
But again,
perceived static or anything like that.
I don't think it ever was any static, in my opinion.
Well, I don't think there was ever any static between him and teammates. I think there was definitely some static between him and coaches.
Oh, no doubt about that. I'm talking about teammates.
Yeah, yeah.
So, definitely that. You saw that with the first two guys. It just wasn't going to work with Trey in him and everything like that. And obviously, Coach Quinn is here trying to get the best out of this team. And he was lights out last night. He really, really was aggressive offensively while still trying to get his teammates involved. And, they beat a Phoenix Suns team who everybody, and I don't think we're alone by saying they're very underachieving bunch. And you're like, as far as what do they do to try and get their ship righted? They're not going to blow it up. They got too much invested, but they got to figure something out.
They can't. They might want to blow it up because Bradley Beal's got a no-trade clause.
Bradley Beal's like, bump y'all.
Yeah, they want to make a move.
I like Phoenix.
Yeah, and like, this is great. Weather's good. You guys are paying me $50 mil.
Yeah, it's good for my back.
I come off the bench.
Yeah.
Like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere.
Going no
you guys want to trade me to Miami after go start?
Nah.
We don't want to do that. No, they're not blowing it up. They just hired Bud. Like, they thought.
I keep forgetting Bud's there.
They thought they were fixing things.
Yeah, man.
They have skinny Bud over there.
Yeah, Bud got off that damn red wine.
He's leaving the wine alone?
Yeah, I think Bud's leaving that wine in that gym alone, man.
Because he looks
healthy.
I won't say fit, but he looks
healthy.
Looks like maybe he's got the Ozempic, you know? You never know. Anytime somebody's skinny now, you don't give him credit for dieting. You just be like, he's just taking Ozempic.
That's all it is, man. Not the fact that he's on a treadmill or anything like that.
Because I've never seen him on a treadmill.
Yeah, exactly.
I just assume he's pumping his body full of Ozempic.
Yeah, He could be.
The Suns aren't as good as they should be. I don't know if they're going to be able to fix it. Frankly, I don't really care that much. I mean, I would like it if Kevin Durant had, like, one last run.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, this is the third chance he's had at one last run.
Oh, yeah.
And it hasn't worked.
Like, he can't go nowhere.
Where's he going
to
go?
I'm like, is he going to go to Utah?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is he going to finally go play with LeBron in L.A.? He
could go back to Golden State.
They need some guys. Bad. They need some dudes. But, yeah, it's like, if it's like, maybe you the problem. And it's hard to say that he's the problem.
Yeah, I don't think
he is. I don't think he is either. Yeah. But it's like, that was a mistake we all know about Brooklyn and everything like that. Teaming up with the team, with the guys you teamed up.
Didn't work out.
Then you want to go there. You want to go to Phoenix, play with Devin Booker. Right? So I would want to go play with Devin Booker.
Sure.
But then you
hasn't
like.
Hasn't worked out.
Hasn't worked out. That's what I like. Is it this? Is it. No, because he's. Because it worked in Golden State. It's easy to fit a personality, or not even say personality, a player of his elk into a system. But can he be the system?
I don't know. At this point, it's hard because, the clock is ticking. He's, like you said, he's been in the NBA for 17
years. This dude gets to his spots.
He was a Seattle Supersonic.
Yes, I know.
He actually played for the Seattle Supersonics.
Right.
NBA fans.
Were you still over there when he was there?
Oh, yeah.
Did you go see him play?
I went to a ton of those games. I was covering that team.
Okay.
I was in that locker room a lot of times. He was awesome. the same guy.
Right.
The same player. Weighed the same.
Jersey still, that's when the big jersey was.
That's when everybody
right?
had big jerseys.
And it was sliding off his shoulder.
Oh, yeah. Now that dude. You could tell from game one that guy was going to be an absolute maniac. It was like, oh, no one can guard him. He's 6'11 and he shoots from up here.
Right.
And he can dribble. And all right. Remember everyone made that big deal that he couldn't bench press?
Yes. Oh, my God. Was it 185 or something like that?
Have you seen him? Like, yeah. He weighs 185,
yeah, yeah.
And his arms are 14
feet
long.
It might have been less than 185, but I remember that.
How's he supposed to get that off his chest with those arms that he
has? Yes, I do remember that.
You know what he can do?
Shoot the damn lights out.
Get buckets. Draft him.
Yes.
Now, Portland was like, nah, we need Odin. He can bench press. His legs are different lengths.
Yeah.
And his knees are going to fall off.
One,
but go get Greg Oden.
Who was third pick in that draft?
Oh, great question. Odin, Durant.
It was Odin, Durant.
I know who the fourth pick was because it was Jeff Green and the Sonics got him.
That's right. They got Jeff.
Swapped him for Allen.
And then
swapped him for Ray Allen.
And then the next year, Russ came in.
Yeah.
And then the next year, Harden came in, right?
Yeah.
Went like that? Yeah.
That was three straight years.
Yeah.
You all went, Sonics.
Yeah, man. Unbelievable.
Let me tell you. I got it now.
Okay.
Oh, Al Horford.
Oh, okay.
Al Horford. The Hawks drafted Al Horford in that. Oh, sorry. Jeff Green was the fifth pick.
Okay.
Mike Conley was the fourth pick. That's a hell of a damn draft.
Hell yeah.
Durant, Horford, Conley, all those guys are all still in the league. Jeff Green's still in the league?
I wouldn't be surprised if we see a highlight of him dunking on somebody.
He's going to. He's still in the league.
If he's still in the league, he's going to dunk.
Look out.
He's going to dunk on somebody.
Jeff Green's going to dunk on you at some point because he's still dunking on people at 40 years old. All right. So that's what happened last night. Hawks get the win. Hopefully they can keep that rolling. I know they have Chicago coming up. Chicago always beats them. Chicago's got some guys on their team, by the way, that I wouldn't mind the Hawks
there you go.
Finding by the trade deadline. A couple of those guys. Hey, Trevor Etienne is headed to the NFL. Now, Trevor Etienne had never actually said what he was going to do.
No.
There was just some reporting. I guess that was unconfirmed that he was coming back to Georgia.
Yeah.
He made it known yesterday that he's going to the league.
I love his statement. I didn't read the whole statement. I just read the bottom. Trevor Etienne,
you read
SEC
the part after. With that said.
Yeah, with that said, you know, whatever. Okay, with that said, and then I like how you said SEC champion underneath it. Man, I really enjoyed watching him play this year for the Dogs. Really wish he would have played a little bit more, but he was banged up a lot throughout the season. Obviously, missed the first game with a suspension against Clemson. But the Texas game at Texas, I mean, the way he ran the football, the big play he made against Texas in the SEC championship game, just happy that he was a Dog. And good luck to you, man. And I'm not mad at him, dog, because the thing about it is you're a running back. Take it if you're gonna get all them cares, let them pay you for it.
Yeah,
and I'm talking about let them pay you an NFL check for
exactly
it.
Exactly right.
Yes.
He's a running back that plays in the SEC that just missed a lot of time because of injury.
Yes. Get an NFL check.
Yeah, go get paid to do that.
Yes, go get your NFL check.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. And obviously that opens the door fully for Nate Frazier, who I absolutely love, think he's a superstar. Ball security. But, you know, whatever. But you got some depth there, got some guys coming in and everything. But, yeah, thank you to Trevor for you know, coming in and helping us out.
Tiger Woods made his TGL debut
last
night.
Came out to Eye of the Tiger and everything. It was pretty – it was because that was my first time watching it. Only reason I watched it because we were talking about it yesterday. I was like, and, you know.
What'd you think?
It was funny. It was funny because Tiger. When Tiger drove the ball all over to the water, he's like – that's like, what the hell just happened? You know, and watching Charlie now, all that ain't going to always happen with Tiger and Charlie because there's other teams.
Right.
But that's why I thought it was funny. It was okay. I mean, like I said, I watched the beginning of it and then, you know, flipped back and forth while I was making dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of – I think that's what – it's good for that.
Yeah.
I think it's a perfect Tuesday evening, you know, it's on. It's fun. There's a little banter. Tiger was making fun of Kevin Kisner and all that kind of stuff. So that actually was some decent personality last night, which I know a lot of the focus of the league is on the personalities of the players. It's a tough gamble. Guys got to have personality, you know, for personalities to be the focus. So hopefully they have it. Luckily, Kevin Kisner is out there and he's about as funny as they come. So that worked. But I guess they got smoked. They got beat by the LA Golf Club.
Yeah.
I don't really understand how the scoring works.
I don't
that stuff, but they got beat pretty bad.
And that was my thing. They were like, well, right here, there's a 2-point. I was like, okay, let me just watch golf. And then, like, they're hitting the simulator, but yet they putt.
Yep, and they got a green in there.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was
pretty cool to see, actually, because the green can, like, change undulation and all that, and they hit a button, and you can kind of watch it do it, which is cool.
Yeah.
My thought was, like, it is 2 weeks in now, I think it's going pretty good. It'll be interesting to see, you know, kind of how it goes over time. But just being in there and seeing it, I was like, I'd like to do this.
Right.
This would be really fun to do with my friends if I could get in here with like 10 people and some cocktails.
And then all of them have, they rich as hell. All of them got them nice simulators at their homes.
Yeah.
And so that's why, you know, like, the approach and the swing and everything, how much is it like being outdoors? Because Tiger said he don't hit the damn ball that damn far, and the ball just kept sailing into the damn makeshift ocean. And so I was like,
"Hey, got to adjust."
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How much the adjustment elements. Do you have to do? That's the big.
But then also,
thing.
You don't want to adjust too much because you know you actually have you got to go out play the real courses and try to win that money.
Right.
Because that's what your career is, really. So, yeah, it's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. I think it's off to a fascinating start for sure. We'll come back and get into the Carson Beck conversation. Obviously, there's some David Pollack comments about what Carson Beck may be going forward. There's a USA Today article that's talking about him. We've got a little insight behind the scenes that we know as well. So we'll get into all the Carson Beck stuff after this. This hour is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PADLYBuys.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Get back. You don't know me like that.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day, 20 minutes away from getting back into some NFL conversation as the matchups this weekend are very intriguing. There's also some movement in the coaching ranks, of course, and there's a lot of openings as well as the Falcons continue to interview defensive coordinator candidates. We'll keep you an updated list of the guys that they talk to there. We'll get back into some other college football stuff outside of what we're about to talk about, Carson Beck related, here in just a minute. Some other movement in college football, and then obviously continue looking ahead to the national championship game on Monday. Back page with Bo is an hour from right now as well. Do want to let you know this hour is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PADLYBuys.com. Well, I think let's start with what you were just telling me and then work from there, because I think that has a lot to do with this in general.
Yeah.
You were telling me. Now, did somebody put this like in writing?
I don't know. It was on Twitter like a couple of days ago, and I just saw it. And I was like, and somebody asked, what is it? No, it was a question. Is Carson Beck a damn good dog? Right. And I was like, I guess. Why wouldn't he be? And then they were like, well, what's the definition? And somebody said leaving it better
than you found it.
Than you found it.
Right.
Who the hell came up with that crap? Who comes up with this gatekeeping bull blank?
That's a great. The gatekeepers, I suppose.
Like, I mean,
I don't know who they are.
Like, really?
How they get
that's
chosen?
That's what a damn good dog is. Are you effing kidding me?
You're one, right? Like, you got to be.
I don't know. I know I'm a damn dog for life.
Do you get something for it? Like,
that's
if you
what I'm
are
saying.
DGD.
Like, I mean, I've heard people say Randy's a damn good dog. Thank you.
I've heard people call you that a lot.
Yeah,
I say
thank you
in public.
Yeah,
and all that
thank
kind of
you.
Stuff. So I mean, I don't know the amount of times I've heard people say it.
Yeah, I was like,
I don't know if any of them are qualified to be the ones that decide that like, kind of stuff.
That's
but
what
I've
I'm
heard
saying.
Times.
Like,
but is there like a
is a damn good dog? Is it just a
you get a jacket?
Is it somebody who just played at Georgia? Is it somebody who like was on the valedictorian or something? Is he a damn good dog?
I don't know. Because I've heard it said about, like, I remember when Jacob Eason left and everyone was so nice about it.
Yes.
Because they didn't care.
Right.
No one gave a damn.
Right.
Because Fromm was good and they won all the games and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And, like, he was at Washington and people were like, he's a damn good dog. He went about it the right way.
Right.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Like, you just kind of don't care that he left.
Yeah.
And they weren't that good when he played because he was a true freshman. It was Kirby's first year and all that kind of stuff. But then, like, everyone hates Justin Fields or was mad at Justin Fields forever.
What did Justin Fields? Justin Fields, they do nothing but go.
Because he was good.
Go where he wanted to be good at.
Yeah.
I'm still pissed. I know we won two titles
and
everything.
You would loved to see.
I would love to see Justin Fields play for Georgia.
But how can one of those guys be a damn good dog and one of them not be? They contributed the same thing.
Yeah.
I guess Jacob Eason started more games, but like 6-6 or
something like that.
So is Carson Beck one?
I don't know. Like, what was the dude
that won a lot of games?
What was the dude that came from Virginia that started with that sorry ass tackle Catalina? You remember him?
Oh, it was probably before my time.
No. You were here. Oh God! It was Kirby's first or second year.
I was here then.
He was a grad transfer from Virginia.
He was a quarterback.
Yeah. Was he a damn good dog? He stunk.
Yeah, I know. Do you have to be good?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
because it is
Grayson
damn,
Lambert.
Grayson. Oh yeah.
Yeah, he stunk. But he played quarterback at Georgia. Is he a damn good dog?
I don't know. Because like
Joe Cox is a damn good dog.
Okay.
JT Daniels a good damn good dog?
National champion.
Joe Tereshinsky is he is like all the way. This dude is four times over.
Is Jamie Newman a damn good dog?
He left.
He left. Yeah.
He left.
But a lot of these people that we're talking about left.
But and that's
he never played a game.
And that goes back to this Carson thing. Like I don't. And
it's
again,
all, the point of all of that, we're tongue in cheek. It's all arbitrary and not gatekeeping nonsense.
Yes. But no, we're talking about this Carson Beck, because I didn't know nothing until I walked in the door. And right before we were about to come on the air.
Neither did I.
And we get the text. And it's like
a long text and voice message. And it's fine. I'm happy because we're
And so I'm looking at it like, okay, what the hell happened with Carson Beck? Because he's already gone. And so I go back to, and you were out, and I remember the article came out because I was Twin Peaks with Mike Bell filling in for Carl, and the damn Athens Banner Herald article comes out. Mm-hmm. And I gave two middle fingers. Like, what are we doing? Why are you – what are we doing? Are we trying to build up Carson? I mean,
Who are you middle fingering in this?
The article. Whoever wrote the damn article. Because what are you trying to do? Are you trying to just boost Gunner up so bad it's just feeling like you got to take shots at him because he drives a ragged-ass pickup truck with no air conditioning and don't take NIL? I bet you some money Gunner Stark got some NIL money now.
Of course he does.
I bet he does now. So what does that make him?
Probably going to get a brand-new F-150.
Okay, then.
That's probably what he's going to do.
All right, so that's the name of the game. Yeah. But, I mean, for them to sit there and try, like, because I took it like they were taking shots at Carson. And I kept saying, like, what did Carson do? And now he didn't win enough. And he threw interceptions.
Yeah, that's all.
That's all.
That's it.
But when did he ever come out and say anything bad or not represent Georgia the way it's supposed to represent it?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have any examples of that. Yeah. Obviously, we're not in the locker room, so whether guys like him or don't like him, I really don't know. The thing that stood out to me as odd from the articles
but
the interviews was the players were saying stuff that was weird.
And that's why I'm like, did they not like him?
Seems like maybe no.
But my thing is like then.
I have no idea.
I don't know. But you know what they did for him? They played hard.
Yeah.
And we can say, and I know Kirby came out and they played hard for this guy and everything like that. They played their ass off that first drive. And then Gunner Stockton fell in the back who Gunner Stockton was. Mm-hmm. All right? And then Georgia looked like what Georgia was. A good but not great football team.
That's right.
And so, the whole thing with this article today, I was like...
So the article today doesn't really reveal a ton new other than when Carson Beck decided he was going to enter the transfer portal. This is a USA Today article written by Matt Hayes. This came out this morning at 6 a.m. And the kind of the real revelations here are that when he entered the transfer portal, the first team to contact him was Georgia.
Okay.
The second team to contact him was Alabama. So this idea that Carson Beck, because let's play the David Pollack comments that sort of are a little bit contradicted by if this is true in the article. There's no reason to believe that it's not true, but if this is true in the article, here's David Pollack talking about Carson Beck.
The injury he has, it's a 6 to 8 month injury. And so that puts him, right up against camp, and trying to get back. And so obviously the value of him is, I don't want to say this. I'm not saying this rude, but like it's damaged goods right now. Like you don't know what you're getting. So if you're going to make a heavy investment, I think it's kind of hard to do if you're a college team.
Well, so that's from Paul's podcast, which we believe is called Family Goals.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And the thing with that whole situation, if I go back to damaged goods, he's it right now.
Yeah, he is damaged. Yeah, he is damaged. He literally right now. Yeah. has an injury.
Yeah, he has an injury.
Yeah.
And then the timeline, I'm going to use, and I know every player's timeline is different. But I go back to when Brock Purdy had the same injury.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. That's a good timeline to go on.
He was ready.
I'm sure he has just as good of medical care as Brock Purdy had.
And so, obviously, he's damaged goods right now.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
He just had elbow surgery.
Yes. So, he's damaged goods.
And he literally can't throw right now because his elbow is hurt.
Yeah. And then you go back to the whole thing. I'm sure that every player, well, most players, when they're good players and they go into the transfer portal, the school that they left probably is the first team to call them.
Right.
Because you're probably the first ones to know, maybe.
Now, well, that's the interesting thing here. Is obviously, Georgia wasn't the first one to know. Miami knew because he was going there.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So that is sort of the, okay, why did that play out like that? Well, because it seems to me, and it doesn't seem that hard to comprehend.
$4 million of
that. He was probably going to get that from a variety of places. There was probably a few places that would give Carson Beck $4
million. Georgia wasn't giving him.
Maybe not, maybe, but Georgia was giving him something like that last year. If Georgia was going to give him less money, that's even more reason to leave.
Right.
If your employer is going to give you a pay cut, look for a different job.
Yeah.
Okay? That's step one in them replacing
you. Do you think Georgia would have gave him $4 million?
I don't know. But I bet somebody else would have. Because the $4 million is part of it, but it's not the only thing.
His girlfriend goes to school there.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
His girl goes to school there.
His beautiful girlfriend goes to Miami.
You know.
So he's going to go down to Miami and get $4 million and be with her every single day.
You know how many quarterbacks go to schools for their girl?
Lots.
One of the best quarterbacks to ever play at Georgia. He's playing this weekend against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sure is.
You know why he went to Georgia?
Yeah.
She was there.
That's right.
All right, so that's right. That's not nothing different.
There's a lot of people that make decisions based on, do you know why I live in Atlanta?
Yo, woman.
Because my girlfriend lived here, yeah. Okay?
Come on, man.
Now she's my wife and we
come
have two
on,
children.
Come on, man.
This is not, like, I don't know why this is so complicated for people. He's in love. Now, are they going to get together and last forever? I don't know. I hope so. Like, I don't know, like, people rooting against their relationship or whatever because your football team didn't win enough games.
And that's
so, grow up.
Grow up.
But yes, they're on social media a lot, whatever. Maybe they're a little corny to you, whatever.
But
the man got $4 million and his lady. He's winning.
And he get to drive his Lamborghini around, not get eye rolls. But that's what that's my only thing is, like, we didn't lose because – He drove a damn Lamborghini.
No, and that's the best part of this article was it went on to be like, yeah, blame Carson Beck all you want. They led the nation in drop passes, and they've told you exactly how vital that was to fix by everything they've done this offseason. Everybody knows that was the problem.
Yes.
And then Kirby treated it as the number one priority of the offseason. So words speak, actions speak so much louder than words.
Carson didn't have his best year. He threw some ragged-ass picks.
I'm not trying to exonerate the man whatsoever.
But all that was
I'm
a whole lot of damn problems
right.
that he couldn't cover up.
And we were under the assumption, because I think we asked Brandon Adams this yesterday or last week or whatever, like, did Georgia want him back? And the assumption was that they weren't fighting to keep him, right? That it was like, well, I mean, they thought he was leaving and then he wasn't. And they were like, all right, we've moved on to Gunnar Stockton, whatever. This article from USA Today this morning is suggesting that that's not actually true.
Right.
That they reached out and they were like, hey, like, if you're going to play college, why don't you play college for us?
Because I would want Carson Beck back.
Yeah.
Me personally. Well, yeah, I want him back.
Sure.
Because I think he's better than Gunnar Stockton. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah, well,
I think he's better. Yeah.
Right now, absolutely.
Right now, he's better than Gunnar. Yeah. Now, am I going to say it's going to be different as we go out throughout the season? I don't even know if Gunnar going to be the starting quarterback. Because this Pelugi guy,
who knows?
They say he got the goods.
Pugliese.
Yeah, him. They say he got the goods.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how this is going to start, but just the text we're getting, like, everybody's in their feelings and mad about it. Why?
Well, you know why.
No, seriously.
You know why. Because they didn't win enough
games. Okay, yeah, I understand that.
That's the only
reason. But if you're a rational person, you know this ain't all on him.
I know, but no one's rational. We're talking about college football
fans. It's not all on him.
I know that.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, we're talking, all these people are mad at Carson because he got money. Mm-hmm. How many of these folks mad at him ever been to South Florida?
Probably a few. I don't know.
Coral Gables.
Yeah, right.
It's real nice.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
No offense to Athens, but like if you can choose.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah.
And then he got, like you said, he got his lady, who obviously she loves him. She ain't with him for the talks. All right? Okay? She loves him.
Yeah.
And he loves her.
Like, we can, let's give them the benefit of the doubt on that one.
Right.
That they really like each other, and they're maybe he's moving down there with the hopes that it'll work out.
I mean, obviously.
Obviously,
hey, come on. He ain't no looker. But right. And we talk about his personality. She likes it.
I don't know what his
personality is. In fact, he's 6'5", quarterback, rocket arm.
Sure, yeah. He's a starting quarterback for.
But she was with him before he was starting quarterback at Georgia.
That's right. She was with him. Was she?
I don't know.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, that might not be true.
I think that might not be true. I think when Stetson was the starter, I think he was single.
You think he was single? Single and mingling. But yeah, I mean.
Because that's the reality of it. No offense to the man. But like. If it's just based on that, this is the best he's ever going to do.
Yeah. But that's not what I'm saying. But his teammates don't like him.
I don't know if that's true. Yeah.
I've never heard a teammate say anything bad about Carson. And then you hit this article about this. You're like,
Yeah. It's a real why now situation.
Yeah.
Like, if that's how. Because, okay, teammates obviously aren't going to say anything about you while you're on the team.
No.
Certainly not negatively if you're in a good culture and a good locker room, which Georgia seems to be. Once you're not the quarterback anymore, they can kind of throw some passive-aggressive crap out there, which is what it was.
Do you think – I'm going to ask you this question because I know my answer. If I got an opportunity to get this money, go be with my lady, and that yet y'all are – had this article's coming out about me, hell yeah, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Why the hell would I want to come back?
Not helping me stay.
Why would I want to come back if my head coach is sitting up and saying these guys play harder for Gunnar?
Right. And people are saying, like, all the little coded stuff about, no, Gunnar doesn't care about social media. He's not worried about NIL.
Okay,
he's not a me first guy.
Yeah.
You know what they're talking about.
Yeah. And so,
they're talking about Carson Beck.
And so I'll take my me ass, my damn Lambo,
to Miami.
To Miami with my Millies. and a hot wallet.
That's the me I care about now.
Okay, fine, I'm going.
Miami. Yeah. And her. And the $4 million. And the sunshine. And I get to play for the University of Miami, which is pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
All right? No, obviously, playing for UGA is great, too. But, like, you know, you can be mad at Carson Beck all you want. And that's fine. Like, and I'm not telling people not to be, like, you know, we are irrational by nature as sports fans. But, like, Carson Beck's winning. Carson Beck
ain't losing.
Doing great.
That was
right. All the articles we
got to reply back to it because I mean, you remember he got the do not contact transfer portal thing, right? Yeah. So I was like, once that happened, you already knew where he was going. He wasn't coming back to Georgia. He wasn't coming back to Georgia. So I said, good luck to you until you play us.
Yeah.
Because we're going to tear your ass up.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
Bottom line is this. Like, he could have probably gone other places, got similar money, whatever. Success could happen there, could happen here, whatever.
She ain't there.
Yeah. It's undefeated,
they
man.
Get to sleep in their condo together.
It's undefeated. You know how nice that condo is going to be with a $4 million dollar NIL deal?
Do you know how good that warm leg is in person?
I quit a morning show to move across the country to be a bartender at a golf course, okay?
Yeah,
I didn't even have a job. I didn't have a $4 million NIL deal
because
it's undefeated.
Dog, that warm leg is better in person.
And I'm going home to it every
night. You know what I'm saying?
Let me not say it to my beautiful wife.
Yeah, I can't sit there on FaceTime. How you doing? Hey, babe, you just got to get ready to go to practice.
Yeah.
What you doing?
Yeah.
I can actually roll over there and look at her.
Yeah, you can only FaceTime whatever you do on FaceTime many times.
Yeah, dog.
Before you start missing it, all right? You pick up and move.
Oh, man.
Drive across the country.
Oh, man ass.
Grow up.
Grow up.
You do the same thing. All right. We'll come back with an NFL no huddle. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.